that many of you are behind. I took it in the spirit of Purim that really wasn't serious to travel. You all finished Hilchos Basar Mechalav, and this is a chazara for you. But if you're behind, I'll try and go slowly so that you'll be able to, if you're seeing this for the first time, to at least understand it, and then when you get to it on your own, you'll be able to review it, hopefully with a sense of I saw this before. Okay? Siman Sadi Dalad Siif Zayin. Basar Roseach Shechatacho Bisakin Choleves. We're dealing over here where we have two factors that enter into the world of Belia. A, we have heat, Basarach, and B, we have what's called Duchka Disakina. We have the cutting of a knife that cuts into an object. What is the halacha when we have the confluence of those two factors? Kol achaticha asura im ein ba shishim keneged makom hasakin shechata chabasar. So we say that this is b'liya kedei kulo, right? We have different levels of b'liya. Klipa, netila, kedei kulo. This is a kedei kulo. This is the equivalent of bishul. It's the of bishul b'kli rishon. It's the highest level of b'liya when you have a combination of heat and a knife. Again, we don't have any rotev here. We just have heat and a knife. The Shach was bothered that those who learn Hilchos Shechita come up with a stira. That in Hilchos Shechita, if someone were to take a knife of a non-Jew, a non-kosher knife, a knife which has the b'liya of Iser in it, and shecht an animal with that knife, so the halacha is that because we have a knife, and we have chom beis hashechita, the area of the beis hashechita that you're cutting is hot, an animal has, it's an inner furnace to it. So it says that you have to cut off kedei klipa. The kedei klipa around where you shechted was b'leia the iser. So why over there is it kedei klipa, and here it's kedei kula? That's the question, which is over here in Sifkatan Kaf Vav. And the Shach distinguishes that the difference is that here the meat is hot through and through. Well, by the animal basically is room temperature. Only the beis hashechita, the area around where you're cutting, because of the veins and the arteries, etc., there happens to be a chom beis hashechita. So when you're dealing with a local heat, that brings about the local heat, and the knife brings about a b'liya kedei klipa. When you're dealing with a broader heat, where everything is hot, then it's kedei kula. The Gra also, in Sifkatan Kaf Beis, points out, Basar Roseach, the Loker Rabbeinu Baruch Shekaz of the Dai Beklipa, Umevi Raya Misakin Shal Nochri Kolef, etc. V'docha Hasmak, D'sham Eino Roteach Ki Im Klipa Hasmucha L'mocha Machituch Beis Hashlita. That there it's a local heat, there you have a B'liya Kedei Klipa. Here we have an entire piece of meat, which is hot, so we say that it's going to be Osir Kedei Kula. Okay? What about situations where we don't have these two factors coming together? We have them separately. That's the Shach, Sifkatan, Kaf Zayin. He says, if we only have heat, we have a situation where there's no rot, there is only heat, so then we move over to Siman Kufei. That's called Tzli. And there is a B'liya Kedei Netila. If we only have Ducha de Sakina, we only have a knife, you cut a piece of cheese with a fleshik knife, nothing is hot, so then, basically, there's no b'liya at all. Just wash off whatever may have been on the knife. When we have the combination, ducha de sakina and chom, that's where you have kedei kulo. Then the Shach points out, if we have a different combination, that we'll see later on in Siman Sadivav, of cutting an onion, cutting a radish, it's known. If we cut a radish or an onion with a knife, so over there, the Shulchan Aruch says that you require kedei netila. So the Shach says it appears that heat leaves more of an impact than davar charif. When you're cutting something hot, it's kedei kulam. When you're cutting a davar charif, agav churfei balatfei, it goes in only kedei netila. But that's in terms of the quantity of the b'liya. In terms of the quality of the b'liya, So a davar charif is going to aser even if it's eno ben yomo, while chom is only going to be if it's ben yomo. In other words, so we have, in one way, chom is more than davar charif in terms of quantity. When you have ducha de sakina and chom, that goes in kedei kulo. Ducha de sakina and davar charif goes in kedei netila. On the other hand, in terms of the quality of the blia, ducha de sakina plus davar charif is even going to pull out a blia which is eno ben yomo, while ducha de sakina and chom will only pull out a blia which is a ben yomo. Okay, so it sort of balances. The Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that not all Rishonim make that distinction. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Siv Zayin quotes a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis who compares the world of Roteach with the world of Charif. Svilei Rashba duchka de Roteach din echad im duchka de Charif. Namely, not like the Shulchan Aruch that says, here we have Kedei Kulo and here we have Kedei Netila, but rather that both of them are only Kedei Netila. Okay? So that's in terms of simply the technical details. Keneged makom hasakin shechatach habasar. We mentioned this in the last year. How do we measure that amount? So either you can measure the entire sakin without the lahav, the blade, without the handle, because we don't know how you actually cut, and so we'll be machmir. Or we have the option of borili. I'm certain I only used 5 centimeters of the sakin. I cut kacha. Is Barili a meaningful concept? He said it's a machlokes the shach and the taz. Okay, that we discussed already. What if the sakin is eno ben yomo? Avalim eno ben yomo, o eni odeashu ben yomo, eno aser ala kedei klipa. Where did this kedei klipa come in? In other words, if it's eno ben yomo, it means that the bliya is a no sein tam lifgam. So the point is that we have a sakin, and sakin by its nature usually has shamnunis. Tuach alpanav. It's greasy. And so with the klipa over here really is the be'en that may have come, you know, on the basar from the sakin, yes?
Then why in this din does the bear go that tell me to look in Simon Kafesiv Beis?
Because in Simon, where does, in other words, what does this go on?
How does this go on klipa?
Simon.
Okay, so they're talking about klishim. That's only bolek de klipo, the chumra.
Ah, he tells you that because of the shach. Actually, I'm sorry, because of the ramah, namely that this little line, this little thing over here, really belongs on the ramah. Okay, let's just turn the page. Kol ze bebasa roteach bekli rishon, va'amasakin ben yomo v'ein shishim. Habasar keneged hasakin vein shishim habasar neged hasakin akol asur va'af hasakin tzarech hagala avol imu kli sheni habasar tzarech klipa v'hasakin neitza bekarka. That's what that bear hate. That's where that bear hagala is really going on. Now, now what does it mean kli sheni? It means that I had a piece of meat that I cooked on the fire. So when it's in the pot that I cooked it in on the fire and it's in kli rishon gabei ha'esh, and I cut it with a sakin, then we say we have the chom, and we have ducha sakin, that creates kedei kulo. If I move it to a plate, now it's already on kli sheni, so we say the level of heat is now going down, because the kli is also sucking up some of the heat. The heat is being slowly dissipated, and then we go down to a, in other words, a lower level of bliya. However, we learned back in Siman Kufei that there's a shita of the Maharshal, that a davar gush, there's no nafkini between a kli rishon and a kli sheni. Only in davar lach, a soup takes the shape of the kli, then we say that causes the heat to dissipate. Ma'ashenkein a kli rishon. And this is quoted al atar by both the shach and the taz. They both quote the Maharshal, who say, not like the Ramah, that there's no distinction between a Rishon and a Kli Sheni when we're dealing with a Davar Gush. Okay? Fine. Let's move over to Sif Ches. Im Nafal L'Tanur Pandush Gevina.
I'm sorry.
Ches. Tzadi Dalet Ches. Im Nafal L'Tanur Pandush Gevina Afilu Lecha. V'chein gevina chama Bikarat basar bas yoma, eino oser ela kidei klipa. Namely, we have over here cham l'toch cham, hot heating hot. We have a hot piece of cheese hitting a hot tanur of basar or a hot plate of basar. This is what we called in Siman Kufhei tzli, no rotev, right? And how much does tzli boleya? Kidei netila. And here it says kidei klipa. So this bothered the shach in Sifkatan Lamed Beis, and he says that this gvina is something very unique, that this cheese that we're talking about is very yavesh. And so if you recall, we had in Siman Kufhei that we had a davar kochush that didn't go in as much as that which was shamein. So here the davar kochush is going to be nivra only kidei klipa. Okay? In achinam, in other words, that within the tanur, it's only going to be a kidei klipa. Within the gvina, you're going to have perhaps kidei netila. But within the tanur, you're only going to have a kidei klipa. The gra al atar, in Sifkatan Lamed, also makes these distinctions. Look in the gra, Sifkatan Lamed. Ritzono lomar, afsha hakara chama gamkein, avala rash bakas av gimel chilukim. Bi naguv, when something is totally dry, oser kidei klipa. The ratuf ktsat, when something is damp, oser kidei netila. That's the classic tzli. Im haya lach gamur, if it's totally liquidy, tzarech shishim neged kol hakara, then you require kidei kulo. Namely, that we have over here a sliding scale of blia, depending as to whether we're moving from davar yavesh to davar lach, and in between. So when we speak about tzli requiring to the kidei netila, that's where we're dealing with medium rare, right? In other words, we're dealing in the middle. Where it's lach ksat, then it's kidei netila. When it's totally yavesh, kidei klipa, and when it is totally liquidy, then kidei kula.
Shulchan Aruch says though afilu lacha.
Nachon, but the gvina afilu lacha is considered to be yavesh. That's what the Shach points out. In Achinami, that in other words, we have a problem that we appear to have different standards in different places of Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shach Sifkat Lamed Beis. Perish and nafal la pandosh chama gvina afilu lacha sogi la pandosh beklipa lo domi de la kama besiman kufei de iser shenafal heter cham tzarach netila de ein derech gvina likanes kol kach. Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Hari. The gvina itself, that will be balea, the kidei netila. So that's what, in other words, when I use the phrase yavesh, it's what the gro over here speaks about, noguv, something which has been dried. In other words, it's a very slim layer of rachut, kind of. Okay, siftes. Bishlu dvash b'machavas shel basar bas yoma. Okay, very, think to yourself, you have a pot, a basari pot, ban yoma, you cook honey, you want to cook the honey so that you can then pour it, and you pour it into cham b'ka'ara shel chalav bas yoma. So you're going from a kli basar to a kli chalav via the dvash. Mutter. This is an introduction to Siman Sarihei. Mishum dahavi no sein ta'am, bar no sein ta'am, de hera. That we have over here a world of nat bar nat, meat into the pot, from the pot into the honey, from the honey into the plate. That's a nat bar nat de hetera, and that will not allow us to create basar v'chalav. Here, although we're going to see him in Siman Sarihei that the Ramah is Magia, the Ramah is more Machmir than the Machaber in the world of Nat Bar Nat, here there's no Hagah of the Ramah. So the Taz and the Shach both point out that here we have another factor, that meat and honey don't go together. It's a no sein tam lufgam. We saw this back in Hilchos Ta'arovas. We dealt over there, different types of meat, the tavshil basar, etc. What doesn't go hand in hand? But we have a problem of no sein tam lufgam, so therefore, in this situation, even the Ramah would agree, and that's why there's no Hagah. Yes?
I thought we said by Hilchos Ta'arovas that it wouldn't be no sein tam lufgam if it was just Dvash, though, even if you do the Ramah, that there's only no Tintam of Kamf, it was meat or something like that.
Meat and Dvash, right?
Meat. Like it's a honey.
We gave two Teirutz in over there. So this goes according to the Teirutz that.
There's more Meikah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, Irving.
Okay, anyway, that's what we have over here. It's a question of Mitzius, whether it is or it's not.
But. Isn't this also a not Barnat Barnat?
No, it's a not it's the meat into the pot, the pot into the honey. Yeah, it's a not bar not bar not. Right, correct. That's also a good.
But that's not bar not.
What? But that's what not bar not means. Yeah.
Isn't there water from the
No, there's no water over here.
No, but at the first time when you cook the meat.
Not necessarily. We're talking about a machavat. Machavat is a frying pan, so it could be there was no water. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but this is a classic not bar not. Okay, let's move over into what of not bar not. I want to give you an article that Rabbi Willig wrote a number of years ago, if you can pass these out, which really does a really very, very fine job of summarizing the world of not bar not. So you can read it before, read it during, read it after. I mean, I didn't mean during while we're talking. I mean, read it, you know, it's either before seeing Siman Sadihei or as a summary of Siman Sadihei. Everyone have? Should be everyone have?
Yes.
Avram, you have? In back there? Okay. Just say that. Okay. The title of the Simon is Dogim Ubeitza Shenisbashlu Bekedera Shel Basar Imuter Gaochan Im Gvina. What is fascinating is that the Gemara is not quoted over here. Only that which the Machaber deduces from Ara, and the Ramah disagrees with the deduction of the Machaber. The Gemara is a case of Dogim She'olu Bika'ara, namely that you have hot fish, and you put this hot fish down on a fleshik plate. Okay, you put hot fish on a fleshik plate, which is the ben yomo, dogim she'olu bika'ara. And now the question is, can you eat this fish with kutach? Can you eat this fish with a milky dressing? So the Gemara says, dogim she'olu bika'ara, mutar la'ochlam bekutach, that you're allowed to. So the question is, what principles do we learn out over here that lend themselves to move over to other situations? So the first principle is that when we're speaking over here of the world of not bar not, namely that we have meat going into a dish, from the dish to the fish, and then from the fish to the kutach, right? That we have over here this not bar not, we're dealing that all the time until you hit the final stage, it's behetera. Not bar not the hetera, we say that when you're moving from stage to stage, then you are going to weaken the status of the hetera such that it will not create iser. However, if we have a tam of iser, then in achinami it still may be weakened, but it's not going to be weakened to the state that it's going to lose its status of iser. Right? When we're dealing with heter and we need to create an iser out of the heter, then we have this din of not bar not weakens it that we can't create the iser. We're dealing with that which is usser, then not bar not is irrelevant. So you should be aware that in America, even though it hasn't yet been on one of the halacha bulletins, the OU will write OUD even on something which is not bar not. Why? Because there are people who view OUD as being not kosher. And so you have, for those people, this is usser. So in iser, not bar not is irrelevant. In other words, so they're not going to tell you that this is no longer D. Because, in other words, if it was not bar not, the OU l'shitatam, it's no longer D. But the OU l'shitas, those who don't eat OUD, should know that this is also OUD. Namely, that if you view it as iser, then a not bar not is not going to change your perception of what's going on. Yeah.
So then, like for instance, like Oreos in America, so it's OUD because it says it was used as dairy equipment. So I'm assuming it's because of the issue of not bar not.
Correct.
So if I ate meat, I could just go ahead and eat Oreos since it's not really dairy.
That we're coming to. We're coming to that. That's, in other words, a little patience. That's Siman Tzadihet. That's what we're talking about.
Less than 6 minutes.
Okay. So that's point number one. A footnote to point number one is that the Rav says that there are two types of hetera. There's one type of hetera, like basar v'chalav, where you have a heter that in order to create an iser has to be mitztarif with another heter. Basar has to be mitztarif with chalav. So we say not bar not, when a basar is weakened sufficiently, even when it meets the chalav, it's not going to create an iser. However, there's another type of heter, which itself is going to turn into iser, like chametz before Pesach. When Pesach comes, it's going to turn into iser. You have kodshim, when morning comes, it's going to become nosar. So the question is, does not bar not, the hetera, apply to that category as well? So the Rav said, al pisvara, he can see a distinction. Namely that not bar not will prevent a tziruf of two heterim turning it into an iser. But when the iser, when the heter itself turns into an iser, my nafgamina that it was weakened. But the Bali HaTosus disagree with the Rav. Okay? The Bali HaTosus say that there's no difference between a not bar not the hetera of basar v'chalav, a bar not the hetera of chametz and nosar, and kodshim, namely that it's going to, it's that the not bar not is going to prevent the creation of an iser, be it an auto iser or be it an iser via a combination.
Did the Rav say this only on Pesach, that there wouldn't be not bar not by chametz, or did he say because it's also on, it can be also on Pesach, so therefore there's not going to be not bar not by chametz?
It's only relevant on Pesach.
No, I'm curious.
Like, he's saying if there was a not bar not of chametz before Pesach, he would say
it's still aser on Pesach.
Once Pesach comes, it converts. Now it's iser, and so it's not bar not.
Correct, okay. Correct. But the Bali HaTosos are mekel. Okay.
He wasn't actually saying it. Right?
What? He raised the thought. He raised the thought. It's not as though he paskined against the Bali HaTosos. He just raised the thought that lechora there could be a difference between when you have, when you require a tziruf and when you don't require a tziruf. That not bar not can knock out the tziruf, but it wouldn't knock out the iser, which is potentially within the heter itself. Okay, third point is that not bar not only applies when the first no sein ta'am goes into a kli. Right, you have basar into a kli, you have chametz into a kli, then have a not bar not, then from the kli can go into a food. But if the first time it goes into a food, then there's not going to be not bar not. The example we gave was, let's say you cook schnitzel in oil. Okay, so the ta'am goes from the schnitzel to the oil. And then you take the schnitzel out of the oil, you strain the oil, and you make french fries with that oil. Do we say that those French fries are fleishik or not? So we say, that's not bar not. We don't say it's from the schnitzel to the oil and from the oil to the chips. We don't say that. We say that since we're dealing with going from a food to a food to a food, that's bisari. Those schnitzel, those French fries are fleishik. You have to wait 6 hours after eating those French fries. They're balea. Hu hadin, if let's say we took meat and cooked it in water, then took the meat out of the water and cooked potatoes in that water. So those potatoes are fleishik. Okay, that's not bar not. Those potatoes are fleishik, meaning they can create basar v'chalav.
But meikar adin, wouldn't those be something that you shouldn't eat them with dairy, but you wouldn't actually have to wait? You know, the minhag is not...
No. We'll see where, in other words, when we have a real not bar not, then the minhag is not to wait. In other words, we'll come to that. But when we're dealing with a situation which is not a real not bar not, I'm sorry, when we're dealing with a situation which is not a real not bar not, because there was never a kli, it went from food to food to food, then we say that that's, in other words, that's the equivalent of, it remains meat.
Because you're saying you'll taste fleshing in the potatoes.
We're saying halachically and no sein ta'am. Even if you don't taste, halachically, if they're considered to be meat. Okay. Tov. Okay, so now let's move over to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, just as dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara mutar lo'ochlam b'kutach, just as we have that Gemara, so also dogim shenisbashlu onitzlu b'kedera shel basar rechutza yafe, ein shum shuman davukba, mutar la'ochram bekutach. Namely, it's my nafkimina, whether it's alu, simply hit it, in other words, with pure heat, or whether it is nisbashlu, or whether it is nitzlu. The moment we go two stages, it's a nat bar nat de hetera, kevan mishadavi nat bar nat de hetera, and so mutar lochum mekutach. You can't create basar v'chalav with such a belia. V'imroha yitzar rechutza yafe, but if we're dealing with a fleshik plate which had shmutz on it, im yesh ba mama shal pi akadera yosem shishim shebedagim, asar lochum mekutach, then we have the regular rules of the world of belia. And then that the basar would only be batel if we had shishim against the basar. If we didn't have shishim against the basar, we would have an issue of basar b'chalav. So the Mechaber simply took the Gemara as being an example. Agu is the same nisbashlu, the same salu, it's all one and the same. However, the Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bebishol le'esor no sein ta'am bar no sein ta'am. He quotes the Rivan in the name of Rashi, that no, the Gemara is dafka a case of agu. You can't transfer it to Bishul and Sli. Namely, it's not a halacha that the moment that we have something which is twice removed, there's no basar v'chalav. And it's irrelevant how it is twice removed. But rather, it's a mitzius. It's a mitzius. Do we still have a ta'am? What's the raya of the Rivan and Rashi? The raya is from Siman Tzadi Vav. That there we're dealing with a case we mentioned a few minutes ago. You have a sakin of basar, ben yomo. You cut an onion with that sakin shell basar. Okay? And now can I use this onion with milchiks? So we have meat going into the sakin. That's a kli. From the sakin into the onion, we say, there's no nat bar nat. Why? Because we say the onion is a davar charif, and a davar charif, it makes the reinvigorates the ta'am. So says the Rashi in Merivah, you see that it's not a question of being twice removed. We can have a reinvigoration. So just as the onion reinvigorates, so also Bishol will reinvigorate. So also Tzli will reinvigorate. Alu is something passive. So when you have Dagim Sha'alu Bika'ara, there we have a ta'am kavush. But whenever we have a process like Bishul, like Tzli, or like similar to Davar Charif, then we don't have in Mitzius a Tam Kolosh. The Mechaber, again, views it as a Din. So what does the Mechaber do with a Sakin that cuts Tznon? He says there are two Lashonos over there in Rashi, why there's no Nat Bar Nat. One is because we have a Davar Charif. The other is because we have Shuman tuach alpanov, because we have be'ed. So he'll learn the other way. He'll learn, in other words, that really every time you go two stages, you're going to have nat bar nat, unless we're dealing with some other factor. Okay, so we have then a machlokes min hakotze el hakotze. According to the Mechaber and the Rishon that he follows, nat bar nat de hetera prevents basar v'chalav, both in alu, nisbashlu, and nitzlu. According to the Rivan and Rashi, it's only a din in Alu. Masha'en ken nisbashlu and nitzlu, it's asr b'dievet. It's asr, asr. It's basar v'chalav. How does the Ramah himself paskin? So he quotes them, yesh machmirim, and then he says, v'haminhag le'esor l'chatchila u'b'dievet mutar b'kol inyan. We Ashkenazim say that if something was misbashel or nitzle, l'chatchila were machmir for the Rivan and Rashi. B'dieved, right? It's mutter. Not l'chatchila, but b'dieved. Okay, that's the, so as opposed to the Mechaber who is matir nitzlu and nisbashlu l'chatchila, the Mechaber is only the Ramah says no, you can't eat it l'chatchila. You can't eat it l'chatchila. Only b'dieved. Comes along the one comes along the Maharshal, who is quoted by the in Sifkatan Dalid, and he says that this l'chatchila is even if it was cooked in a kli eino ben yomo. If you have a situation where you have a potato that was cooked in a kli eino ben yomo of basar, then l'chatchila you can't eat that in a chalav with chalav. Not only in a kli ben yomo, even in a kli eino ben yomo. The Rama doesn't say that. If you look in the Rama later on, the Rama is where you have the. I'm sorry. We have the Yud of the Gra. The Rama says, "V'chein im haya hakli shenisbashu onitzlu bolif gam lo haya ben yomo no agin heter lechatchilu olchem imin hasheni." Okay, so there we have a machlokus between the Rama and the Maharshal. Just a few more points, and then a few more points. We'll call it a day. Okay, just to finish this sif. What? Everyone, in other words, we've seen up to now Machokas, Machaber, and the Ramah happens if Nisbashlu, Nitzlu, but if you think about the terminology, all of the cases, Alu, Nisbashlu, Nitzlu, they're all cases B'dievet. Namely, something happened. But if you were to ask the Machaber, would you be able L'chatchila to put a piece of hot fish on a fleshik plate and then eat it with milchiks? Would you be able, l'chatchila, to cook a potato in a fleshik plate to eat it with milchiks? Would you be able, l'chatchila, to fry a fish in a fleshik pot and then eat it with milchiks? The answer would be no, whether it's a ben yomo or an eino ben yomo. That is a given, okay? Namely, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this. The Shach and the Taz pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even talk about it because it's so obvious. Okay, so if you're planning on having a milchik meal and you ran out of pots, the only pot you have in your house is a fleshik pot, so you say, oh, I'll make something parva in the fleshik pot in order to eat it in my with milchiks, nothing doing. Nothing doing.
We learned in that case that there are shitas that would allow that if you had no other pot.
No, it's still, in other words, that's going to be...
It was a question about whether you should borrow a pot or whether we...
Okay, it's also l'chatchila to make such a decision. L'chatchila, it may have cases of shas hatkak, etc., but it's also l'chatchila. Also l'chatchila to make such cheshbonos. I have a pot which cooks great, in other words, it cooks in a half hour, and so I want to use that pot. It happens to be a fleshik pot. But it's eino ben yomo, etc. I want to use it to cook something parva to eat with milchiks. No. And with all the world, even the kulos of the machaber by nisbashlu and by nitzlu are only in a case where nisbashlu is already done. Nitzlu is already made. But you can't do it l'chatchila. So let's summarize what we have up to now. That everyone will agree that to be ma'aleh, to be mevashel, to be tzola, something parva, in a fleshik pot, in order to eat it with milk, to create a natbarnat, in order to eat it, is also l'chatchila l'kulei alma, even in a pot which is eino ben yomo. That everyone agrees. If already it was ola, everyone agrees that it's mutter. If already it was misbashel, and it was nitzle, right, then the mechaber says it's mutter l'chatchila, and the Rama asus l'chatchila. The Rama would be matir if it was an eno ben yomo, and the Maharshal would aser in a case of eno ben yomo. Okay. Yes?
What is the mutter, do you have the mutter b'cholinyan of the Rama? What case is that? If it was already mitzvah, if it was already b'dievet, the Rama says you can't eat with anything l'chatchila, what is the b'dievet to that?
The b'dievet would be if you mixed it already together with milk, right? And now you have to throw everything away, then you can eat it. Yeah?
If the pot is eino ben yomo, is the grass on the... Is much l'chatchila in the grass of kandil?
the Gra in Sivkoton Yud, Kaigavna af b'shel iser muter, af takadeira in iser, v'af b'kadeira in iser l'chatchila she'eno ben yoma, elam ishim gzeira atu ben yoma, she'en kan, da'af ben yoma muter medina. The Gra would say that in the world of not bar not, when you have a combination of not bar not and eino ben yomo, like the Ramah.
And then it's muter even to cook it?
No. Then it's then once it was made, it's muter l'chatchila. Again, to cook l'chatchila is aser across the board. To cook l'chatchila, that's not, that goes beyond the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about olu. The Gemara doesn't speak about muter l'ha'alos. To cook l'chatchila is aser across the board. Whether it's a ben yomo or a eno ben yomo, whether it's olu, whether it's nispashu, etc. However, when it's already a matzav of bidyeved, it's already olu nispashu v'nitzlu. Then the question is there a difference between ben yomo and a ben yomo? There, the Maharshal is machmir, and the Ramo and the Gror mekel. Okay.
Is the history because of balance of chachila, or why?
As a lechatchila, because people are going to make mistakes. Otu goes through eno ben yomo, otu ben yomo, goes through, in other words, creating a not bar not, otu, that it wouldn't be a not bar not, etc. The up to now, what we've done is we've made a distinction between olu on one hand, as opposed to nisbashu and nitzlu on the other hand. However, if you look in the Gra, in the beginning of In Sif Katan Aleph, about five lines into the Gra, he says, V'sefer hatruma v'harosh matirin b'nisbashlu v'osrin b'nitzlu. Namely, we said that the machaber is mekel in both. The Rivan are machmir in both, but there's a third shita, the Sefer Truma and the Rush, who are paskin and bishul like the machaber, and paskin and nitzlu like Rashi and the Rivan, with a svara, mishum de bishul ika gimel no sein tam min hakedera lamayim min hamayim layerek de rov hatam mispashet b'mayim mashenkein benitzlu. Namely, that there's a difference between nitzlu and nisbashlu. That nitzlu is only two nosein tams from the basar to the kedera to the dag, while in nisbashlu you have basar to the kedera to the mayim, and mayim to the dag. And so we have over here a distinction. So just to sharpen the distinction, if let's say you have a fleishik pot, and in that fleishik pot you make potato soup with water and potatoes. Okay? So the potatoes are nisbashlu. The water is nitzlu. And anyway, you have meat into the pot, and the pot into the water, and the water into the potato. So the Sefer HaTruma and the Rush say we can be matir the potato, because that's three stages. We're not going to be matir the water, because that's two stages. And the question is, how do we paskin legabe halacha? So the Shach in Sivkot and Dalet says that the Maharshal is machmir for the Rush, namely that we're going to even if we're going to be mekel in the world of nisbashlu, we're not going to be mekel in the world of nitzlu. It's going to be aser even bidyeved. And the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatan Beis says that is the way the Chavas Da'as paskins. And the Chazon Ish also paskins that way. So just to make a chart, which you have already in Rabbi Willig's article, if you make it into a chart. We have Olu. Nisbashlu, nitzlu. Right. This, in other words, if olu dogim shalav bekara, mutar lo ochlam im chalav. That's a gemara. What about Nisbashlu and Nitzlu? So here we have that according to the Chaver, this is also Mutter. This is also Mutter. According to the Ramah, according to Rashi and the Rivan, this is Osir b'di'evan. And this is Osir b'di'evan. And this is Osir b'di'evan. According to the Ramah, this is Osir l'chatchila, because we have two deos. Mutl l'chatchila, Osir l'chatchila, so say it's Osir l'chatchila. And this is, according to the Ramah, Osir l'chatchila. Okay? Just to continue. Also, l'chatchila, the Ramah says, b'kli ben yoma. And the Maharshal says, afilu eino ben yoma. Okay, and then we have over here in the world of Nitzlu, we have the Shita of the Rosh and the Sefer HaTruma and the Maharshal and the Chavas Da'as and the Chazon Ish, that this case over here is Osir B'di'evan. Okay? And we said even if we're going to be Matir Nisbashlu, either L'chatchila or B'di'evan, this is Mutar B'di'evan. But according to in the world of Nitzlu, we have even a Chazon Ish who says it's Osir B'di'evan. In the Badi HaShulchan, yeah, there's in America they use the Badi HaShulchan, so he says that one can be Mekel. But in Eretz Yisrael, generally, in other words, they view this as there's room to be Machmir in the world of Nitzlu. Okay? So this is then the picture that we have. Now again, this is all Olu, Nisbashlu, Nitzlu. In other words, L'ha'alot, L'vashel, L'tzlot, Yerek, D'kli, Vasar, Apilu, Eino Benyomo, Kidei, L'ochlo, B'chalav, L'kulei Alma, Asur. Okay? That you're not allowed to do. So everything we're talking about is if already alu, already nisbashlu, already nitzlu, then what do we do with the food? But to cook it in a pot of basar in order to eat it in a milchik meal, that's asur. So many times let's say you'll have a kugel that you made for Shabbos. You made it in a fleishik pot for Shabbos. And you have leftovers. The question is, can I now eat it with a milchik meal? So then this falls off, right? And then we look at the alu, nisbashlu, nitzlu, v'chule, v'chule. But if you made it for a milchik meal, that's where you have the iser. Okay. What else do we have over here? Just a few more points in the Ramah. Let's look again at the Ramah. V'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bishu le'esor nosen tam nosen tam. Haminog le'esor l'chatchila u'bidiyeved muter b'chol inyan. V'dafka. Okay, this is a very, very important Ramah. Le'echol im chalav u'basar atzmo. Avo litnan b'klisha lehem mutar l'chatchila. Where the whole issue of not bar not is only to eat it with milk. Le'echol im ha'basar, or only to eat it with meat. But to eat it in a milchik meal, or to eat it in a fleshik meal, is not an issue at all. Let me give an example. Let's say that we have a factory that makes milchik chocolate. Okay? Now, they clean out the machinery, wash it out, and they make parva chocolate. They make bitter chocolate. And the question is, can they put a marking on this parva? Okay? That so the machinery is milchik. You have milk into the pipe, then the pipe into the bitter chocolate. That's a nat bar nat. It's a nat bar nat dehetera. So the nat bar nat dehetera, and it's cooking. And but on the other hand, it's cooking, meaning it's nitzlu. It's only once removed. This is the equivalent of nitzlu. This is the case that the Chazon Ish says is aser b'di'evet. According to, if you don't hold like the Chazon Ish, it's aser l'chatchila. Right? No, it's according to the Rama, it's aser l'chatchila. So can you write parva on it? So you cannot eat it, you cannot use this chocolate to coat your meat. But could you use this chocolate to make a chocolate cake and eat it after the meat for dessert? Sure. That's not a problem. The whole issue is dafka le'acholim ha'basar v'ha'cholav atzma. Namely, the Sfaridim are matir not bar not l'chatchila. The Rama says it's aser l'chatchila, but what's aser l'chatchila? To eat it with the meat. To eat it with the meat. To eat it afterwards would be mutar. But you can't write on it parva. People then will think I could even eat it with the meat. So therefore, let's say the bittersweet chocolate will not say on it parva. You look at the ingredients, it's bittersweet chocolate. Why doesn't it say parva? Because it's not barnat, and as being not barnat, there are restrictions on what you can do with it. According to the Chazon Ish, if you were to coat your chicken with it, it would be aser b'di'evet. According to the Rama, it would be aser l'chatchila b'di'evet. You could eat it, but it's aser l'chatchila. According to everyone, it would be mutar afterwards to eat it for dessert. But in other words, but since you know that's hard to write on the packaging. Then the Rama continues, V'chein nohagu, V'chein im lo nisbashu o nitzlu tchila rak olu b'kli shel basar, mutar ochad m'cholav atzmo. That's olu. Olu, I'm sorry, we do find the case of olu in the Rama. That's the Gemara. V'chein im haya kli shel nisbashu o nitzlu bo sheloi ben yomo. So again, this is Machokas, the Rama, and the Maharshal. V'chol ze shamachal eno davar charif. Im haya davar charif, Bishlu dvorim charifim b'kli shel basar afilu eino ben yomo, etc. Osar afilu b'di'evet adi kashishin. That davar charif knocks out, neutralizes not barnat. There's no din of not barnat by a davar charif. And davar charif means not because it has a bit of spices in it. Elakulo davar charif. Rubo could be dealing with onion soup. You're dealing with garlic. Not as an ingredient, but as an entity. Okay, we'll stop over here. So, well, just to remind you, what we did see was that in a case where you do have a real not bar not, there is no need to wait 6 hours. There's no need to wait 6 hours. That we pointed out. It's in the case of the chips that were made with the oil. That's not a case of not bar not. The chips in the oil is basar. But in a case where you have not bar not, namely that you have a fleshik pot in which you made potatoes, you baked potatoes, you broiled potatoes in a fleshik pot, that's a not bar not. So even though you can't eat those potatoes l'chatchila with milk, but you don't have to wait 6 hours between those potatoes and milk. You can have them right before the milk, right after the milk, etc. Okay, you don't need a suda acheres. Okay, I didn't get as far as I wanted to get, but I got farther than some of you wanted me to get. Sorry, that's our pshara. What I'd like to do next time is to, I would really like to finish Hilchos Basar V'Cholav on Tainis Esther. It's not that much. But I can't guarantee. Okay? In other words, I'll stop when you get up and leave. What? Okay, so if we don't finish on Tainis Esther, so we'll finish in Yirtzeh Hashem on Monday. Okay? This Seder.
Thank you, Abby.
Rebecca Shabbat.